Okay, we are Rosh Hashanah Daf Beis. We don't have to finish anything up from yesterday. We could start afresh. Welcome to Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Just one of the stuff is somebody asked me, what is Rosh Hashanah doing here? You know, should Rosh Hashanah have been before Maseches Yuma? Rosh Hashanah Yuma Sukkah. If you look in all the Gemaras, now many people using this set of Gemaras, they have to go backwards now. Because Rosh Hashanah Yuma and Sukkah are all in one Gemara. And then in the other volume is Beitza and Tainus Megillah, Moikah, and Chagiga. So the most Pashtus answer to that question is that if you look at the Siddurim of Mishnayos, it's all based on length. The larger Masechtas are at the beginning of the Siddurim in terms of Prakim, and they get smaller and smaller from every Seder. So Shabbos, Erevin, Psachim, and then Shkalim is just is part of Psachim, because the end of that, but besides that, it goes by order. Yuma is 8 Prakim, and then Sukkah is 5, and after that, everything's 4. That's why Rosh Hashanah is here, and Beitza is also 5. That's why Rosh Hashanah is here, which is only 4, and it continues to 4. In every Seder, all the Babas. The Babas are the really one Masechta, and then comes Sanhedrin, and Makkos is really part of Sanhedrin, according to some Rishonim, and then Shavuos, and it continues. So that is really the order. Why did he do it this way? So that's the next question. So I once heard somebody tell me recently an answer that maybe the answer is because it is easier to remember. Remember, whole reason Rabbi Yehuda wrote down the Mishnayos is that as a mnemonic device, Torah Shebaal Peh was being forgotten, so therefore Yidavka wrote down Mishnayos in order for us to remember that, you know, to remember Torah Shebaal Peh. So he thought it was a better way of remembering if we start out with the larger prakim more prakim, and then get smaller and smaller as he went along. So maybe that's why he did it. Again, the Rambam in the Hakdamah to Perish Mishnayos has a more detailed approach of why each Masechta in Shas follows the previous Masechta. But again, this is a more one reason for the total approach that he did. Okay, so that's probably the most balabatish reason why Pshuto Shel Mikra, Pshuto Shel Mishnayos, why Rosh Hashanah is here. Okay, so now we continue. Arba'a Rosh Hashanim Heim. So there are 4 Rosh Hashanim. There are 4 Rosh Hashanahs. So let's do all of them, and then maybe we'll say Dvar Drash on the entire Mishnah. Arba'a Rosh Hashanim Heim. Be'echad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim. On the first day of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim. What does Rosh Hashanah mean? It means the start of the year regarding a certain halacha. Right, really, we know Rosh Hashanah as Rosh Hashanah, as one Rosh Hashanah. But really, there are 4 days of the 4 potential days during the year that it is Rosh Hashanah for a certain halacha. So first, the Mishnah says Be'echad B'Nisan. On the first day of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim V'L'Regalim. It's a Rosh Hashanah for kings and for the regalim. So first, let's do the more simple one, regalim. What are regalim? Then, in terms of the regalim, Pesach is considered the first yantif, and Pesach Shavuos Sukkis obviously starts from Nisan. Lamai Hilcha says that, so we'll see in the Gemara, it's regarding the halacha of Balta Acher, as we refer to at the end of Maseches Beitza. If I make a neder, there are various halachas about when I have to fulfill my neder, and at which point, if I don't bring my carbon that I promised to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, I violate the Isser of Balta Acher. As it says, Pasuk in Parshas Kiseitzeh, Lo Sa'acher L'Shalmo, do not delay in fulfilling your promise. So when do I violate? When is it too delayed? So that is Lira Golem. So according to the Shita that we'll see in the Gemara, it is after Sukkis passes by, meaning one cycle of the holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkis. That's what Lira Golem is. That's why Becham Nisan, it starts with Nisan. But the other line we have to talk about, just before that, why is this Rosh Hashanah the first one listed in the Mishnah? Why is Nisan listed first? We're going to have Nisan, Elul, Tishrei, and Shvat. So why isn't Tishrei first? You know, that's the Rosh Hashanah. That's the Rosh Hashanah, the day that we're all judged. Why didn't the Mishnah start with that? So again, it might be just because the Torah always lists Nisan first. Whenever the Torah lists off any dates, it always lists Pesach first, Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. So that might be why it says it first. Or, as we will see, another reason in a minute, from one of the Achronim, based on what the L'Malachim means. What does L'Malachim mean? It's Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim. So Rashi says that they were regil to write the dates in their shtar according to the years of the king. Right, today is the day in the 6th year of King so-and-so. They used to write that in the shtaros. Why? Rashi quotes the Gemara, Gittin Mipnei Shlom Malchus. Because, you know, the non-Jewish kings would look in our shtaros and just make sure that we're having covered for them. And therefore, we wanted to make sure that they didn't have anything to get upset with us about. So we would used to write the names of the kings because of Shlom Malchus in order to keep them happy. So when did the new year start for kings? So says the Mishnah, and we'll see why this was done in the Gemara. Says the Mishnah, if a king took over in Adar, and then comes Nisan, that's considered his second year. Rosh Hashanah l'Malachim is when the first day of Nisan comes along, that's considered a new year for the halacha of Shtaris, when writing the king's year when it comes to Shtaris. That's what Rashi says, Mishum Shalom Malchus. Tosfos does not like Rashi. Tosfos points out that in the Gemara, it's pretty clear that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Malchei Yisrael, not Malchei Akum. Right, we're going to have on tomorrow, on Dav Gimel, that it seems pretty clear that we're talking about Malchei Yisrael. So what are you talking about Shalom Malchus for? Shalom Malchus, that Gemara Gittin, is not the same thing as the Mishnah here is talking about. So what is, I don't understand Rashi, says Tosfos. Tosfos says, Ve'eino, Tahachal Malchei Yisrael Kamairi, V'davka Gabi Gittin. It's a specific halacha by Gittin that you have to write the date of the non-Jewish king. Why? Because those are very chashuv shtaros. Those are very chashuv documents, though that makes an isha muteres or asura to her husband, to other people. So they used to check those documents. But stamp documents of maso matan, of business transactions, they never looked at those. You don't have to write that. That's not what we're talking about here. Here we're talking about l'malachim l'malchi Yisrael. Tosfos leaves Rashi b'tzarachian. He does not answer him. So how do you answer for Rashi? It's mufurish against the Gemara. So a couple of answers given by the Achronim. The Aruch Laner suggests maybe there's a concept of shlom malchus even by malchi Yisrael. You know, to give covet to the Jewish kings, the Aruch Laner suggests. But the Pnei Yeshua says, maybe I have a different answer. He says, nobody understood Rashi. The Pnei Yeshua says, this is Barur B'Kamanas Rashi. That is, if you look at Rashi, Rashi is not telling you specifically. He's not bringing the Gemara and Gittin to explain the Mishnah. He's just giving it as a model. Rashi starts off by saying, Regilim Hayu Limno Zman, they used to write this man in the Shtaros. They used to write the king's year in the Shtaros. How do you know that? How do you know they used to write the king's year in the Shtaros? Because of that Gemara and Gittin. What does that Gemara and Gittin say? That the non-Jewish kings used to get upset at us and make sure that we wrote the right Zman. Why would they get upset at us, says the Pnei Yeshua? It must be because we wrote our own king's dates. If we wrote our own king's dates and we didn't write their king's dates, so then they would be upset. If we didn't write our own king's dates, then they wouldn't be upset. We wouldn't write any king's dates. So that's the only reason why Rashi brings in that Gemara and Gittin. Not to tell you that this Mishnah is talking about non-Jewish kings, but just as a model, how do you know that they used to write king's dates, even Jewish king's dates, from that Gemara? But not because Rashi really means it as an explanation to our Mishnah. So, Lamaisa comes out as Tosfos states as a machlokes, but really Malachim really means Malchei Yisrael, and the question is, what's the pshat of that Rashi? So getting back to our first question, I saw a second answer in the Achronim, I think from the Sifsei Chachavim, who says, why did our Mishnah start off with Rosh Hashanah of Nisan? Because, as we see, the reason is because of Kavod Malchus. So if you have to have Kavod from Malchus Basar Madam, Kol Shekein, you have to have Kavod Malchus from the Melech Malchei Amlachim, and so it's a Kal V'Chomer to teach me about the real Rosh Hashanah, that we hold of Rosh Hashanah, that's going to come in two lines. Anyway, that is the first Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Number two, Be'echad Be'elul, Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Behema. The first day of Elul is a Rosh Hashanah for Maiser Behema. So we know there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to be ma'aser my animals, to put them through the fence, 1, 2, 3, and number 10, that is Maiser Behema, that is to be brought to Yerushalayim and brought as a karban. Maiser Behema is kachem kalim, and it could be eaten by Yisrael. It's not like a bachar. A bachar is given to the Kohen. Maiser Behema is property of Yisrael. Yisrael is allowed to eat it, at least the parts that Yisraelim are allowed to eat from Kachem Kalam. So the halacha the Mishnah is telling me is, I am not allowed to take Miser from one year on another year. Every year that my flock has babies, has a new flock, so that group is, I take Miser from that group separately. And Echad Be'elul is the cutoff point. Anything born before Echad Be'elul goes in the previous year. Anything born after Echad Be'elul goes with the following year. Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon Omer Be'echad B'Tishrei. Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon hold no, Miser Behema goes on Echad B'Tishrei. So according to them, it seems like there's only three Rosh Hashanahs, because Echad B'Tishrei is going to be the third one for everybody. But that is a machlokas, as we'll see in the Gemara. What is the machlokas about? Whether Miser Behema goes by the first day of Elul or the first day of Tishrei. There is a major problem here in the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Bechoros writes in Perek Zayin, he quotes this halacha, that you're not allowed to give Miser from one year onto the next year. Ein ma'asrin min anoladim shana zu alanoladim shana acheres, kishem she'ein ma'asrin bezera ha'aretz, Menachadash al Yashan, the Rambam compares Meiser Behema to Meiser Zeraim. Just like I have to give Meiser from each year, I have to give Meiser Behema from each year. But then the Rambam adds V'yir Eli. Whenever the Rambam says V'yir Eli, our ears perk up, because V'yir Eli means he's saying this on his own. He does not really have a source for this. V'yir Eli, Shim Iser Behema Mishana Al Shana, Hareze Meiser. Mipnei Chumras Hakadshim. If you did take off Meiser from one year to the next year, says the Rambam, b'di'eved, it is Meiser because of the Chumra of Kadshim. Shaharei lo hikpida Torah al Meiser behema beferish, sheyehe shana shana. Says the Rambam, this halach in the mission is only d'lechachila, not a did b'di'eved. Really, if you take off Meiser from one year to the other year, it's okay, it's Meiser b'di'eved. So all the Achronim ask that all the other halachas of the Mishnah are ma'aki b'di'eved. Rosh Hashanah for Ilanos, as we'll get to, is Ma'akeh B'di'eved. Rosh Hashanah for Malachim. What's the Rambam talking? There's only Dilach Achila. That it's for Meiser Behema. So all the Achronim, Pechot, try to give answers for this Rambam. What's the Rambam mean? That this is only a Dilach Achila. Just to give one answer that the Netziv suggests. The Netziv on our Gemara, in Merome Sadeh, why is it named Merome Sadeh? Where does that name come from? Anybody know where does Merome Sadeh come from? There's a pasuk in Shiras Dvorah. It says Naphtali al Merom. Naphtali is referred to in the pasuk of Merome Sadeh on the tops of the fields. In the Siv's name, Naphtali Svi Yehuda Berlin. So that's why he gets the pasuk after no Navi to know why Sefer is named not Merome Sadeh. But says the Netziv that if you medayik in the words of the Rambam, what did the Rambam say? Hareza Meiser, even if you did it on a different year, and the language is Hareza Meiser Mipnei Chumras Hakadshim. Says that it's if the Rambam really does not mean that you're going to bring this as a karban, as a meiser, as a karban. Because what is he adding in that line? Mipnei chumras kadshim. All it means is that you have to treat it like a karban le'inyan. You have an iser gizav avodah. It's like psulei hamikdashim, says the Netziv. You have to leave. You have to let it yirashi yistayiv until it gets a mum. But not that you're going to be makrivit as a karban. So it is a halacha b'di'evid. It is a halacha that it's not allowed to be brought as a karban. He says the dok b'lashono. It must be that it's not karav. If you're allowed to be makrav this carbon meiser, then it's a kula, not a chumra. The Rambam says chumra is kachim. It's a kula. You're allowed to bring a dover that should be chulin on the mizbeach. So he says he thinks it just has the shame meiser for carbon purposes, but not that is allowed to be hukrav. So that's what he says has to be the pshat of the Rambam. Okay, there's more, but that we'll leave it at that. Just to know that sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam Paskins, Meiser Behema, even Bidi Eved, you're allowed to do Mishana Al Shana. That's number two. Number three, third Rosh Hashanah, Be'echad Bid Tishrei, first day of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, it's the first day of Rosh Hashanah for years. The Gemara will explain what that means. V'la Shemitin, the Shemitah cycle starts in Tishrei, v'la Yovlos, Yovel starts in Tishrei, right? We certain halachas start Aleph Tishrei, and then we blow Shofar, the 10th of Tishrei, on Yom Kippur, other halachas kick in, but Yovel itself starts the first day of Tishrei. Linatia, what's Linatia? Rashi explains, Linatia means a small sapling, that means Arla. Arla goes by Aleph Tishrei, so again, which means, let's say you planted something in Av, and then Tishrei comes along, that's already the second year for Arla purposes. You don't have to wait a full 3 years, that's already the second year. Li Yerukos, for vegetables. What are Yerukos? Rashi explains Meiser Yarek. Meiser Yarek, which is a Didra Banan, that also goes by Aleph Tishrei. If it was gathered, Yerukos go by Lakita. If it was gathered before Aleph Tishrei, that it goes by the previous year, and afterwards it goes by the following year. We know there are different halachos depending on the year, right? Every year has Truma, besides Shemitah. Every year has Meiser Rishon, but what about Meiser Sheni? Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ani switch off. First year, second year, fourth year, fifth year of the Shemitah cycle has Meiser Sheni. Third year and sixth year have Meiser Ani. See, we have to know which year we're talking about. Which year is this produce considered? So that is Le'Yerukos, that anything that's Nilkat, Lakita, before or after Rosh Hashanah. Fourth, final Rosh Hashanah, Be'echad B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon. On the first day of Shvat is Rosh Hashanah for trees, Kedivrei Be'i Shammai. As Be'i Shammai says, U'Be'Silel Omer B'Chamisha Aserbo, and Be'Silel says no, to B'Shvat. Right, Chamisha Aserbo on the 15th day of Shvat, and not on the first day of Shvat. Again, the Gemara will discuss this Machlokes later on. We will get up to it. The Vilna Gaon just quotes this Mishnah in Hilchis Tachnun, in Hilchis Nefilas Apayim, where the Shulchan Aruch lists off days that we don't say Tachnun. So we can't look at what days we don't say Tachnun, we have to look at the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. and the early poskim. We can't look at what the Minhag Olam is, because the Minhag Olam has expanded much of Minhag Olam, Minhag in certain Olams, about which what days one doesn't say Tachnun. But again, the Gra quotes that Tu B'Shvat is a real day, not to say Tachnun, because it's one of the Rosh Hashanahs. So he quotes our Mishnah here, that Tu B'Shvat is in the Mishnah, so that's a Raya, the Shulchan Aruch, the Gra says in Kuf Lamed Vav, that this is a day that you really do not say Tachnun, because it has the status of Rosh Hashanah. Yeah?
Why does it say in the Mishnah
that Rosh Hashanah don't kid divrei Beishamai? Why did it say? So all the Achronim discuss, why did it use this lashon of kid divrei Beishamai? They try to give drushes that we don't really have a concrete reason why he uses this unusual language of kid divrei Beishamai. As if, like, we know Beishamai from somewhere else and it follows kid divrei Beishamai, but we'll leave it as a kasha. The Bnei Yisachar, we mentioned this a couple of years ago, Bnei Yisachar says, notes that in the Mishnah, Elon is singular, everything else is plural. Why does they Rosh Hashanah Elon in the singular? So the Bnei Yisachar says, this is a remez, and you might have heard this, that you got to daven for a beautiful esrog on Tu B'Shvat. Le Elon, for the Elon, for the Elon, for the tree. So remez says the Bnei Yisachar, lo amar le Elonos, yish l'rameis bazeh, shikmashim kibanami raboseinu, l'espala b'tu b'shvat, al esrog, kasher v'yafeh u'muhudar, sheyazman Hashem yisbarach v'esam etztarech lo mitzvah. That's what he suggests. Again, the shot that we gave a couple years ago in this is that maybe it just means that we have to see everything in life through halachic eyeglasses. You see a beautiful spring is coming, you see Tu B'Shvat, always view it through the lenses of Torah. That is, you see a beautiful tree, oh, you start thinking of an esrog. We mentioned the story of that I think Haruch Teller writes in his biography of Rav Shlomo Zalman, where he comes the one time a Talmud came back from America, came to see Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, oh, how was it? What did you see there? So the Talmud says, oh, I saw the unbelievable skyscrapers. Unbelievable tall buildings shoot out into the sky. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, really, you saw them? Do you know that if two babies are born at the same time, one's born on the 10th floor and one's born on the 93rd floor, they might have a bris on different days, depending on when Shkia was, depending on where the sun was? Do you know that? It's amazing. So the Talmud was like, oh, Rebbe, wow. Right? So the point was that Rav Shlomo Zalman saw everything in halacha. He thought saw big buildings. He thought in halacha. He thought that, wow, a bris here, there, depending on when Shkia was. So again, that's we're not going to get to the halachic issues involved in that, but that's an example where we see somebody who sees everything through halachic lenses. So again, that's Bnei Yisachar. Tu B'Shvat, oh, you got to start thinking of your esrog. Okay, just to end, have one more Dvar Drash, and then we'll move on. I saw from the, here the Magalias Hashas, from the Vishnitzer Rebbe. Vishnitzer Rebbe says, Arba Rosh Hashanim Haim. So he says, there are really four times throughout our life, four prakim in our life, that we have some worries. It says, number one, the first 20 years of our life, Ad Esrim Huke Behema. They done most of the Bezen Shamala. First 20 years, we're like, you know, we don't get punished in the Bezen Shamala. We're Kibahema Nidzma, right? We're not mature yet. 20 to 40, what are those? What Sar is that? 20 to 40, that's Sar Gidul Banim. That we're worried about what our kids are going to turn out to be. You know, we're bringing them up, the beginning from 20 to 40. So until they get a little mature by themselves. 40 to 60, we start worrying about our parents. Right, oh, what's going to be with them? How long are they going to go? But Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu, should give them arichas yamim. And then 68 to 80, we start worrying about ourselves. So worrying about ourselves. So every time, every parak in life, says the Vishnitzer Rebbe, you know, we start thinking and worrying about different things. He says, Arba Rosh Hashanim Haim. There are four Rosh Hashanahs. You made din, times of din that we start worrying. First, we have Meiser Behema, right? We're Kibehemos Dinbu. That's the first 20 years. Then we have Rosh Hashanah Letiyos, the 20 years, worried about the little saplings, worried about the kids, worried about how they're going to turn out from 20 to 40. Then we have from 40 to 60, he said, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon. What's an Elon? Elon is the fruit of the tree. So we are the fruit, our parents are the trees. So Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon. And finally, from 60 to 80, Rosh Hashanah Le'malachim and Le'galim, we're thinking about the Malach Malachim Malachim. We don't know exactly. And the regal, the time that we're going to stand in front of him, Achar Me'ava Esrim. So he says that's the four Rosh Hashanahim. Quotes this from the Vishnitzer Rebbe. Okay, got to start off the Masechta with a drash. Now we go into the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Limalachim l'may hilchasa. What does the Mishnah mean when it says for kings l'may hilchasa? Regarding what halacha is that important? Okay, we already explained in the Mishnah it's for to write the dates of the king. But Rashi quotes, Rashi said the first Rashi on the Gemara, Lamai Hilchasa Klomar. Lama Hukva Yom Yuchad Lebin Yimalachim. What do you need to write? What do you need to have a day of the year that you write that's the day that switches for the king's following year. Even if you want to, whatever the pshat is, you want to give covet to the kings, the Jewish kings, the non-Jewish kings, whatever the pshat is, why can't you just go by the day that they came into power? And when the following year comes and they finish 1 year of power, that's the second year. Why do you have to have a date, one date, kavua of the year that you need to know that switches the day of the king's reign? So lamai helchasa. So amar of chizda lishtaros. No, there's a specific reason why you have to have it for documents. It's important to know exactly because that's the way they write dates in those days. They wrote in the reign, the whatever year reign of the king. So it's important to know it for documents. Ditznan because of the Mishnah in Bamitzia. Because the Mishnah says as follows: shtarichov hamukdamin pisulin v'hamuucharin kisheirin. Shtarichov. Sharechov is documents that I owe you money. So we have to review a little bit Metzia for a minute. Sharechov, Hamukdamin. If I write too early of a date, let's say I lend you money on February 1st, but instead we predate the shtar, January 1st, we predate it. So that shtar is pasul, says the Mishnah. Why is that shtar pasul? Because there is a concept called Mishubadim. If I lend you money on a certain day, so then if I sell property of mine after I lent you money, and eventually I don't have enough money to pay you back, you're allowed to go to those buyers of my property, those lekuchos, the people who bought my property after I lent you the money, and go collect from the properties that I gave them. Because really, all of my property you had a lien on. It wasn't a specific lien, but you had a lien on all the property. You had an earlier shibud. You had an earlier connection to the property, and therefore anything that was bought, that I sold after I lent you money, is goes to my creditor before it goes to you, and then you'll come back to me and complain to me. But really, the people who, the lender in that case, can collect what's, it's called from the lekuchos, the buyers. They can collect from the mishubadim, anything that I lend, that I sold after I borrowed money from you. But let's say I sold something before I lent you money. So if I sold something on January 1st, and then I lent you money on February 1st, then you can't go collect from those guys. Because those guys were in the clear. When somebody buys something from me, they check my record. They make sure I have no outstanding loans, because they don't want to be collected from. So therefore, they check. January 1st, they bought something from me. I don't know any money. So on February 1st, I lent somebody money. They have nothing to do with that. The lender on February 1st, he at that point could collect from anything that I sell afterwards. But not something from before. That's the halacha. That's the halacha of nechasim mishubadim. Fine. But now we have this case of the Mishnah. So if I predate or postdate my document, that's going to cause problems. Let's say I predate my document. So I really lent you money on February 1st, but I'm going to write January 1st. So now that is going to mess up my lekuchos, because items, my property that I sold in this month, really the guy that I borrowed from, the lender, shouldn't be able to collect from those people. Because really, I sold these properties before I borrowed money. But he's in the date, it's going to say the earlier date. That's called the shtar mukdam. Shtar mukdam with the too early date, and that's why that shtar is pasul. Why? Because you're messing up the lekuchos. You're messing up people who shouldn't be collected from. That's a shtar chov mukdam. That's what the Mishnah says, psulin. V'hamu'ucharin kisherin. But if I post-date the shtar, that's kasher. Because what am I doing? I'm just saying that there is, sir, I'm making it better. I'm making it better for those. There's another month of items that I sell that really the creditor should be able to take from. But look, he's admitting that he wants it post-dated. So he's saying, okay, he's being mevater on his right to collect during that month. So that's why shtar me'uchar is kosher. Shtar mukdam is pasul. So that's the halacha in the Mishnah. So what does that have to do with here? So explains Rashi. That's why you have to know a specific date of when the king's reign changes. Because let's say somebody writes that in the shtar, Rashi's example is that you write in the shtar with the middle of the way through the Rashi, that two eidim sign on a document and they say that we know this guy owes money to Reuven in Tammuz of the third year of this king's reign. Right, and then the dayanim don't know, and then there's a sale. V'meina dayanim yodin be'ezach chodesh amar melech ein lahavchinim tamus kodim kislev v'im kislev kodim latamus. If there are different months written in the document, they don't know what came first. There's a sale that he sold in Tammuz of the third year of the king, and he borrowed money in Kislev of the third year of the king. We don't know which came first. You don't know when the king came to reign. So therefore, you don't know if Kislev came first, if Tammuz came first. So you're going to mess everything up in terms of Muktam and Meuchar. So that's why Rashi says you have to know exactly Nisan. Nisan starts it over. So you know exactly that Kislev always comes before Tammuz. Tammuz of Elul. Tammuz, we're starting from Nisan, comes before Kislev, and therefore you're not going to have any problems regarding Shtar Muktam and Shtar Meuchar. That is Shitas Rashi. Let me just say Tosfos, then I'll take the questions. Tosfos says everybody's going to forget when a king came to reign. The whole Bezdin's going to forget. That's what Rashi says. Nobody's going to remember if Kislev comes before Tammuz in this king's reign. So that's going to cause confusion in terms of deciding whether a shtar is Muktam or Meuchar. How could that be, says Tosfos. Look at Tosfos on the second Y line. Mu ikir pirusho teima gadola. Sh'osu takana pen yishkechu kol ha'olam. Masai amet ha'melech. Though everybody forgets, V'chein, especially the Sofer, who writes the Shtaris, he's not going to remember when it happened. Says Tosfos, that can't be the Pshat. So Tosfos tweaks the Pshat a little bit, then he gives a different Pshat. He says, V'nira, on the sixth line or so, he says, the problem is, let's say a king takes office on the first day of Nisan 1 year. And the So people make mistakes in one day, not in whole years, in forgetting. So let's say a king comes to power on Echad ben Nisan, and then the following year, Echad ben Nisan, the Sofer is not going to remember that the king came to power on the first day. He'll think maybe the king came to power on the second day of Nisan. So when the first day of Nisan the following year comes along, he's going to write year two. And really, it's really year one. So that's the type of example, says Tosfos, we can mess up by one day and really cause problems for 1 year. So Tosfos, again, both Rashi and Tosfos are explaining that it's a problem that is going to be a muktam or meuchar. Rashi pshat is that everybody's going to forget. Tosfos doesn't like that. And therefore he says, no, it's a problem that you're going to have a big resulting problem, even though the mistake might only be in one day. But that is why we have one day throughout the year that we write l'malachim. Yeah. The other things have to do with more natural, right, meaning Zerayim type of issues. Zerayim, well, Rosh Hashanah, well, Shanim, we don't know yet. Meister Behemah has to do with animals, but you're right, most of the others are about Zerayim.
So why wouldn't this be rolled into one of the other Rosh Hashanah?
Well, we have Regalim. Lomalachim is on its own. We have Regalim. Why did Chazal pick Nisan? But Chazal picked Nisan. So again, maybe that has to do with, like the Pnei Yeshua said, that maybe they counted by Nisan. So we're going to count by Nisan. But everybody has Lower Golem. It's not alone. If it was just alone, then you have Akasha. Why they start a new day? But if it has Lower Golem, which we'll see is regarding Balta Acher, so we threw this one in too.
I saw once that because
Okay, so it has to do with the connection between Tishrei and Nisan. We didn't want to have it on the same day to be Mamachim. Yeah.
Why didn't you use the regular calendar, like year 5000? Why didn't
Why didn't they use which calendar?
The way we count today, the days of creation, the year 5000.
Well, that's the years because you don't know what day they started, and therefore, if you just go by the regular year, it just says in the fourth reign.
No, I'm not talking about reign.
So you're saying Tishrei? Why don't they use Tishrei?
No, Tishrei or 5,000 instead of
5,700 or whatever, that starts Tishrei. So you're saying, why Tishrei and not Nisan? So you can only ask the question of, is Tishrei better? No, that's what he was asking. So you can only ask the question of, why didn't they do this, if there's a better reason to do the other one.
The date on the star, instead of saying date of the reign of...
But that's relates, they wanted the Dafka right in the reign of the king. That's why they used to date Shtaris in those days. They wrote in the reign of the king, right? Look throughout Tanakh. Throughout Tanakh, it's in the year of the reign of whatever king. So that's what they did in Tanakh. That's what they did in Shtaris in those days. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon. Oh, by the way, Psulin. What does it mean, Psulin? When it says the Shamuktim is Pasul, that's also a Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi says it doesn't. It means that the Shtar is Pasul, but there still could be collection. You treat it as a Milva Al Peh. Meaning, everything that I mentioned before, I didn't mention this, but I'll mention it now. Everything I mentioned before, that lekuchos, buyers are allowed to go and be collected from by the previous creditor, that's only by loans that were written down. Milveh bishtar. Milveh al peh, if it's a milveh that's done by word of mouth, that does not have the power to be able to go to lekuchos. Because after all, buyers come to me. If there's no document recorded, how are they supposed to know that I owe $1 million? So that's why it's not their fault, says the Gemara. Pseida de lekuchos. So because of that, only milve bishtar is able to go collect from the later buyers, but not milve alpeh. So Rashi says, a shtar muktam therefore has the status of milve alpeh. can't. That's the whole purpose of that. The reason that we're going to say Shtar Muktib is possible because you don't want to cause loss to Lekuchos. That's why you treat it as a Milva Al Peh. Other Rishonim say it's totally no good. Other Rishonim say it's Pasul Agamri. You can't collect. Tosfos and Rabbi Tzvi compares it to a Shtar that has Ribbis. Let's say there's a Shtar. I have a Shtar that says you owe me $500 plus the interest of blank. So interest is in a daraisa. Obviously, I can't collect the interest. Tosfos says the whole shtar is pasul. You can't even collect the principal. Because once a shtar has ribbis in it, it's totally pasul. Says Tosfos, the same thing with a shtar muktam. So it's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, no, a shtar muktam is kosher regarding you treat it as a milva al peh. Tosfos says, no, it's totally pasul. It's like a shtar, sheyesh bo ribbis. Tana Rabbana. So we'll talk more about that, Bez Hashem, in Maseches Baba Metzia. Tana Rabbana, Melosh, Omad Basrim, the Gemara, the rest of the daf, the Gemara is basically going to give examples of what does it mean Rosh Chodesh Nisan causes the king to have a new year. Tana Rabbana, Melosh, Omad Basrim, Metisha Ba'adar, a king that becomes king on the last day of Adar, the 29th day of Adar, Kivin Shehigia Echad B'Nisan, also Loshana, once the first day of Nisan comes, then his previous year is finished, and now he's in his second year of his reign, even though he's only been king for a day. V'imlo Omad Ela Ba'echad B'Nisan, but if only became king on the first day of Nisan, Ein Monin Lo Shana Ashigia Nisan Acher. Even though if he would have become king the next day, on the first day of Nisan, so then he would have to wait an entire year in order to be, for it to be considered the second year of his reign. Amar Mar, so let's explain what we just said. Melech Shama Basar V'Tisha Ba'adar. Kibit Shigeh Ad B'Nisan Also Lo Shana. If he's only king for a day, but it comes, it's 29th of Adar to the first day of Nisan, that's considered a whole year. Hakamash Malan, that teaches me two things. Number one, the Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Molachim, that Nisan is the day to change over. V'yom Echad Bashana Chashiv Shana. And also, an issue that's going to come up later in the Masechta, that one day out of a year sometimes can be considered a year. Yom Echad Bashana Chashiv Shana. The Ritva says here that later on we're going to have a machlokas, whether you say this or you say you need a month out of a year. But the Ritva here says everybody will agree here because this is a Durabanan. By Doraisis we'll have a machlokas, whether it's 1 month or 1 day. But when it comes to Durabanans, everybody would agree, Yom Echad Bashana Chashiv Shana. What about the second half of the Braisa? V'yimlo Amar Ela Bechad B'Nisan, Ein Modin Lo L'Shana, Achi Again Nisan Acher. Right, if you took over the first day of Nisan, so then you got to wait a whole year for it to be considered the second year. Pshitas, that's obvious. We just said the first day of Nisan is the changeover day. Lo Tzricha De'imnu Ale Me'adar. The Chiddush is, even if they appointed him already in Adar, right, let's say there's a lame duck king, right, he was already voted in two months ago, but he doesn't take over until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so you might say it's already considered the reign of the new king, because he's already been voted in. Still, we say, no, this is his first year, it's not his second year, because it goes by when he is actually becoming the king, and not when he becomes the king, not just when he is voted in, designated to be the king. There's no such thing as a king elect in halacha. It is goes by when he actually takes office. The Sfasemis has a different, that's what Rashi says. Sfasemis has a different shot. He says, the Chiddush is, even if people are already writing it, they're already considering it, that it's his reign, still you don't go by what people write, you go by when he actually takes office.
This is talking about Jewish kings?
This, l'chore, for the I'm talking about Jewish kings. So, meaning, let's say, yeah?
Who decides?
Who becomes the new king? Well, we're going to get to whether it's passed on from son to son. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. We're going to get to that. The Gemara is going to talk about that. But you do have anointing in.
So the words actually mean Nimnu. Who's
doing that? Bezdin has part of it. Right? Bezdin has part of it. Bezdin, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim that Bezdin has a say in who the beginning of Hilchos Malachim. Bezdin has a say in who the king was. Tana Rabbanan. Mace ba'adar va'amar acher tachta ba'adar. Let's say a king dies in Adar. And then you get another king appointed in Adar, monin shana lazeh lazeh. So that year, the one that Adar is in, counts for both kings. It's the last year of the previous king and the first year of the new king. Mace b'nisan, we're going to have three cases and the Gemara is going to talk about each case. Mace b'nisan va'amar acher tachta b'nisan. If one king dies in Nisan and the other one takes over in Nisan, monin shana lazeh lazeh. So also here, that year is counted as the last of the previous and the first of the new. Meis ba'adar v'amanachar tachta b'nisan, but if one died in Adar and there was no other appointment until Nisan, so then there's no overlap. Monim rishon v'shni, rishon v'shni l'sheni. Then the first one goes by the first king, and the second one goes by the second king. Amar Mar explains the Gemara. So what's that first line teaching me? If they died and was appointed an Adar, so you might say that. How could you have 1 year, Tavshin, Samach, whatever, that counts for two kings? So that's chiddush number one, that you're allowed to count 1 year for two kings. The last of the previous, the first of the new. Next case. If one dies in Nisan, another one is appointed in Nisan, you count that for both year, for both kings, pshita, again, same thing. So that can't be telling me that you count 1 year for two kings, because we know that from the first line. So says the Gemara. Mao, the same, no, the Havamin is as follows. You might have thought, Ki amrinan yom echad bashanach oshev shana, bisov shana, al betchila shana, lo amrinan, kamash malan. You might have said, no, when do I say that 1 year could, 1 day could be considered a year? At the end of a cycle. At the end of a year, you can say the last one. Everything goes by the finishing, right? Ena misav nikra el amisha gomra, right? So the last day, that could be considered a year. But the first day of the year, maybe you say, no, that can't be called a year. So therefore, that's the chiddush, that even if you only have a little bit at the beginning of the year, also, you say like a mixas hayom kekulo, mixas hashana kekulo, you go by the, end. Chiddush on a loam rinan, kamash malan, so then you, that's the chiddush, that you even say it, b'tchilas hashana. The Rishonim here deal with, shouldn't misvara, maybe you say the opposite, based on an Isha Nida. Tosfos on top talks about an Isha Nida. We know, let's say a woman becomes a Nida on Tuesday afternoon, right? Tuesday, an hour before Mincha. On a Daraisa level, Nida Daraisa is what? Now, well, nowadays, we're Machmir al Atzmeinu, Afilu Tipas Dam Kachardo. But what about in the Midaraisa? Midaraisa, a woman sees Dam on Tuesday, so the next 7 days she's a Nida, whether she sees Dam, whether she doesn't see Dam. At the end of the seventh day, she doesn't have Sektara, she's Tahora, so then she goes to the Mikvah. She goes to the mikveh that night. So that is the din of Nida Daraisa. So Daraisa, if Nida sees Dam an hour before Shkia on day one, that's day one. What about on day seven? Day seven, you need the entire day. You can't have Mixas Hayom at the end. So what do you see from there? That it's harder to have Mixas Kekulo at the end than at the beginning. So what's this Gemara talking about? That's just the opposite Svara. So if by Nida we say, you see by Nida, which is a Din Daraisa, you see it's harder to have Mixas Besof than it is Bethchila. So in our Gemara, you should be say just the opposite Svara. If you can have it Basof, surely, if it works Basof, which is harder, Kol Shegein, that you should have it Bethchila. That's Tosas Kasha. Tosas Kasha, and he quotes Adaraba, he says maybe you can find other Svaras. Either way, the Rishonim here deal with that parallel. Is it easier to say Mixas Kekulo at the beginning of a cycle or at the end of a cycle? Right? We have it by both. For example, Rachmana Lassan, somebody sitting Shiva. Somebody's sitting Shiva. So if he sits for 5 minutes after the Kvura, that's day one. But we also have it there at the end. Right? We have it, the novel gets up on the morning of the seventh day, after Shachris. Right? Because Mixasim Kekulo goes at the beginning and at the end. Once heard, Rav Schechter writes in Neret HaTzvi, forgot to bring it, that he has a kasha, one of the Achronim asks, he says, why don't you say Mixasim Kekulo by Shabbos? You know, Shabbos afternoon, you already observed 14 hours of Shabbos, Mixasim Kekulo. You know, I'm busy. Shabbos afternoon. I already did most of Shabbos. Why don't you say Mixasim Kekulo? The answer is you only say Mixasim Kekulo by a sphera. We have to count a certain amount, a unit of time. It's not just day. You don't say Mixasim Kekulo on 1 day. Whenever you have a sphera of time, you could say Mixasim Kekulo, either at the beginning or at the end. Shivas Yimei Avelus. Shivas Yimei Nida. Here, the minion of how long a king was in power. So that whole principle of Mixasim Kekulo, you don't say by single days. You say it by units of time. And that's why here, the Gemara and the Tosfos talk about, is it easier to have Mixas Hayom at the beginning or at the end? Continuing the Gemara, Meis Ba'adar Ba'amad Achar Tachtav B'Nisan, if one dies in Adar and the next one's appointed in Nisan, Monin Rishon L'Risha V'Shni L'Shniya, there's no overlap. Pshita, so what's the Chiddush of that? Lo Tzricha De'imno Alei Mi'adar U'Melech Ben Melechu. The Chiddush is, let's say the previous king died in Adar, and his son is going to become the new king, even though the son's only appointed in Nisan. Ma'u detema nimnu le'tartichnin kamash malan. You might say that there, you already know that he's going to become the king. We know, the Rambam says, in Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam writes that a king, by Malchus, is B'Yerusha. Malchus is B'Yerusha, right? The David HaMelech. V'loh, where is it? Find the Yisrael, Yerusha, Lebno, Uleben, Beno, Ad Olam. Right? So it goes be Yerusha. So that's what you might have said, because he's not just designated and voted in, because he's the son, Kamash Malan, you only go by when he is appointed. The kasha that the Achronim ask in this Gemara is, why not? Why is there a Kamash Malan? If he's a Melech ben Melech, isn't he automatically the next king? This is different. This doesn't need as much as the Sanhedrin. Shlomo HaMelech, okay, there could be a certain type of anointing that's needed, but it's a Melech ben Melech. It should be automatic. Why isn't the Havamina the Maskana? So the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva where he writes that no. He says, even by a Melech ben Melech, he has to be Mamali Malkam Avosav. If somebody is a ben Melech, but he's a Rasha, and he's not Roy, really, Me'ikar Adin, he needs the appointment of the Sanhedrin, and really, maybe he shouldn't be the king. When it says Melech ben Melech, it's not Dafka B'Yerusha. Flav Dafka doesn't mean that literally. It means it's his for the taking if he's Ra'ui. But it doesn't mean that it's so automatic. That's what the Chassam Sofer writes in Shuvas and Simon Yud Beis. Other Achronim say that maybe the whole idea of Melech ben Melech is only by Malchus Beis David. But by other Malachim, it's not Melech ben Melech. Maybe it's Malchi Yisrael, maybe it's by other Malachim that might come up. So that would be not as automatic. Even though by Malachus Beis David, it is automatic. And that's what they're medayik in the Rashi a little bit. Rashi quotes, V'taymah shel davar, l'fisha ha-malchus Yerushahi. Look at that Rashi by the Gilui Nashas. What's the hey? Malchus Yerusha. What's ha-malchus? Rashi is emphasizing that the Malchus Beis David, that is Yerusha. Okay, but that is a discussion in the Achronim here. Why shouldn't it be automatic? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, minayin l'malachim she'imon l'melech b'nisan. How do you know that malachim go by Nisan and not by any other month? Maybe this answers Stewie's question. And that is, dafka Nisan. It's not that Nisan was dafka chosen, but there's a smach to Nisan even in Tanakh. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, when Shlomo HaMelech was being mechanech the Beis HaMikdash in Malachim Aleph, v'hi b'shmonim shana v'abram eoshana, l'tzeis b'nei so ames b'sraya. 480 years after Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's when the Beis HaMikdash was built. Bashana HaRaviyas Bechodesh Ziv, in the fourth year, Bashana HaRaviyas Bechodesh Ziv, in the fourth year in the Chodesh Ziv, that's Iyar, in the second month, Hu HaChodesh HaSheni, the Malach Shlomo Al Yisrael, in the second month, that Shlomo HaMelech was reigning over Israel. So you see in the Pasuk, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the years that Shlomo HaMelech was reigning. Makish, Malchus Shlomo, Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we have a hekish between the reign of a king and Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ma Yitzias Mitzrayim, Minisan, Malchus Shlomo, Minisan. Just like Yitzias Mitzrayim starts from Nisan, so too Malchus Shlomo starts from Nisan. Ask the Gemara of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Gufa Minala, Minisan, Maninan. It says 480 years from Yitzias Mitzrayim. But how do you know Yitzias Mitzrayim itself started from Nisan? Dilma mi Tishrei Maninan? Maybe from Tishrei? So somebody going to say, what do you mean? Because it happened in Nisan. Isn't it Pasha? It happened in Nisan. Where else are you going to count from? You're going to wait a couple months? So maybe some say, maybe, but we didn't have the Torah yet, so it's not a complete Geula. But either way, it's asked the Gemara, is there a Makar in the text that we should go from Nisan and not from Tishrei? Says the Gemara, yes, Lo Slakadayadav, don't have any other Havamina. Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, Vayal Aaron HaKohen El HaHar Al Pi Hashem. Aaron HaKohen goes up to Har HaHar according to Hashem. Vayam HaShem B'shtas Har HaBam, let's say it's B'nai Yisrael Meir Mitzrayim, and he dies there, B'chodesh HaChamishi B'chal HaChodesh, he dies on the fifth month, on the first day of the month, Rosh Chodesh Av. I think, I'm not sure, I have to look it up, is this the only yard site that the Torah records? The only yard site the Torah tells us exactly what day of the year somebody dies? Zayin Adar is not in the Torah, by Moshe Rabbeinu. Only this Aaron HaKohen is the only one that was Zocha to have his yard site recorded in the Torah. The first day of Av, Rosh Chodesh Av, is Aaron HaKohen's yard site. Right? That's why Mishnichlas, right? Mishnichlas Av, Matin Besimcha, Aaron was their Oe Shalom, Verodev Shalom, right? Tisha B'Av, Sinas Chinam. There's a lot of connection that Aaron HaKohen died on Rosh Chodesh Av. So it says there that he died in the 40th year on Rosh Chodesh Av. V'ksiv, and then at the beginning of Devarim it says, V'hi ba'arbaim shana, ba'ashi asar ba'chodesh, ba'achal ha'chodesh, in the 40th year on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, the beginning of the 11th month, Diber Moshe v'chulu. So midekoi ba'avakar leishna asar ba'im. So it says a few months earlier, Av, and it calls it the 40th month, 40th year, v'koi b'shvat v'koi leishna asar ba'im, mechal de Rosh Hashanah, lav Tishrei hu. So you had a Tishrei in between these two times, between Av and Shvat, and still it's both called the 40th year by both of them. So obviously, Yitzias Mitzrayim goes by Nisan and not by Tishrei, because you have Tishrei, you have a Tishrei in the middle here, and it's still not a Rosh Hashanah. Let's just finish for a second. Bishlam Ahech Kra Mefarish Litzias Mitzrayim. Elahai Nu Litzias Mitzrayim Dilma Lahakamas Hamishkan. Find the first pasuk by Shlomo Hamelach says Beferish. It's going from Yitzias. I'm sorry. By Aaron Hakohen, we can know that that's going from Yitzias Mitzrayim because that's what it says. But how do you know the pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu is 40 years from Yitzias Mitzrayim? Maybe it's 40 years from the Mishkan. And therefore, 40 is referring to something different. It's not the same 40 years. And maybe Tishrei is a Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, don't have that Havamina. Kidamber of Papo Shnas Esrim L'Gzeir Shava. Just like tomorrow, Bez Shem, we're going to see that this Papa has L'Gzeir Shava. That 20 Shnas Esrim always is always compared. So too, Achanami Shnas Arboim L'Gzeir Shava. Whenever it says the 40th year, it means the same thing. Makan L'Yitzias Mitzrayim, Afkan L'Yitzias Mitzrayim. Period. Yeah? Israel. So that's a kasha that some ask on the Mishnah. Meaning, why is it Be'echad B'Nisan? If we're connecting it to Yitzias Mitzrayim, it should be B'Tesvav B'Nisan. Like we have B'Tesvav, as we have B'Tesvav L'Shvat. So why aren't you more specific? So I saw one of the Achronim say that we want to make sure that the people get there early. Aliyah L'Regel. So we don't want to say B'Tesvav B'Nisan, we just say Nisan. Just say Nisan, so the Atzlanim, you know, make sure they get to, you know, if we heard Aliyah, oh, we have to the 15th? We'll get there early. So just as the Echad Mi'isan, we want to make sure that they get there early. That's the only one that we have to do something to be somewhere. Right? The others are just, you know, mitzias that we have at home. Maybe that's why it ends that way. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue. Today's shiur was a Zecha Nishmas. Shmuel Yosef Ben Yecheskel, sponsored by the Gershbaum family. Welcome to Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Let's keep it going.
Have you ever been by the hotel on Rosh Hashanah?
No.